Hello and welcome to Viewpoints. On this week's show, we'll be mellowing down, taking it easy in the company of three Canadian musicians. We'll talk with Jamie Muir, the owner of Super Cool Pedals, a Peterborough-based guitar effects store who received an international recognition.
Most of my pedals look very unique from other guitar pedals. I find guitar pedals are really utilitarian and boring looking, and the Zigzag got it, which was, I mean, fantastic. I'm super proud of that. It's bizarre to me to see some of my work in Premier magazine, because that's literally something I've been reading since I was a kid.
To Vancouver, well, we'll meet Sam Tudor on a tour to promote his new EP.
I feel this is definitely the first time where something I've made has felt really accurate. I have enough tools now that I was able to actually make something that is more true to me. I guess I was able to step back and say, oh yeah, that is what I meant to say.
And Alderville First Nation musician Cale Crowe is also releasing new music. He'll be with us.
Being someone from a First Nations reserve influences it. It's something that always sits as the foundation and the undertone of all of the work that I've done and the way that I write things and phrasing, and it's the atmosphere of my work. It's just kind of a guiding unseen force.
Welcome to Viewpoints, local music nationwide.
You are on the air with Viewpoints. Listen to all our stories on frequencynews.ca.
Happy to be with you again this week for a more relaxed show than usual. And with the help of three of our reporters based in BC and Ontario, we'll be meeting with musicians who just launched their products, EPs and LPs. First off, we meet with Peterborough-based musician Jamie Muir, who owns and operates the Super Cool Pedal Store. You guessed it's a guitar effects pedal business. Muir started his Super Cool Pedals in 2019 and recently received international recognition when his newest pedal was featured in the Premier Guitar magazine. Based in Iowa, the magazine calls itself the world's foremost authority on all things guitar and bass. Muir describes guitar effects pedals as devices that help musicians and guitarists find their own sound, but Muir also thinks of his pedals as little pieces of art, including unique and memorable designs inspired by pop culture. Muir hopes Super Cool Pedals can grow and become his primary source of income within the year. Edward Sweeney in Peterborough, Ontario had a chat and soundcheck with him.
You are just hearing Peterborough-based Jamie Muir playing an electric guitar using a series of effects pedals designed and built by him, which he sells through his business, Super Cool Pedals, which he started in 2019.
Yeah, so guitar pedals help musicians and guitarists kind of find their own sound. So what you do is you plug an electric guitar or bass or instrument, whatever you want, into an effects pedal, and then it goes through the amplifier. And it affects the sound in different ways. So it can be like a textural thing, like you can add distortion and grit. Like one of the first fuzz pedals was used on the Rolling Stones' Satisfaction. That line is kind of one of the best kind of references to what an effects pedal does and one of the first uses of it. And then other ones can be more like shimmery effects. It can change the equalization, but generally they're just used to, you know, customize sound and make, you know, help musicians and artists find more specific sounds for what they're doing. Think of them like kind of like crayons in a toolbox or paints in a canvas kind of thing. So this is the Spritz compressor. So basically what it does is it takes the difference between your louds and your quiets and it evens it out. So here it is without. Here it is with.
Muir is a lifelong musician, and he grew up here in Peterborough, finding a place in the local music scene until he left Peterborough to pursue post-secondary schooling and later a career as a musician living in Toronto. But now, after over 10 years away, Muir has found himself back.
Yeah, I grew up here. I grew up in Peterborough, and I worked really hard to get out of this town as much as I loved it. There's something really magical about Peterborough and the arts community that I didn't realize doesn't exist everywhere, frankly. I was really spoiled with some awesome venues and bands and artists that I grew up with here in town. And when I moved out to go to university, it's kind of something I never quite found my artistic and musical community the same way that I had here. And it took me a long time to kind of realize that was, it's absolutely not something to be taken for granted. So I meanwhile built a separate career and a day job in the GTA in Toronto. And, when time came, when the opportunity came to kind of, to buy a house, I, you know, had married the love of my life, Carissa Kay, and decided to, look for a house with her. And I said, you know what? I know a really good place we can go, because she's an artist and an actor as well. And I said, you know what? I know exactly where we can go. We were really struggling with our community, finding a community in Toronto. So it was kind of a no brainer to come back to Peterborough, and it's been really warm and welcoming.
And the Super Cool Pedals workshop is located in a tiny room on the second floor of their downtown Peterborough home. And Muir walked me through the process of creating his unique guitar effects pedals.
Realistically, like, audio circuits are very basic engineering, which is, you know, I am not an engineer. I am not necessarily the best designer when it comes to that stuff. So most of my circuits are based off of building pre-existing ones. So, you know, popular circuits or pedals that I've really enjoyed over the years. I'll take that apart, I'll re-engineer it, I'll try and recreate it myself. And through doing that, I'll learn how the circuit works and what elements can be changed to affect the sound. So what capacitor values, resistors, whatever. And eventually, you know, I'll start combining my own circuits that I've learned along the way. And the starting point is almost always like a legendary effects pedal that is already really well known. And then my goal is to really turn that into my own circuit. So I never want to release something that is already out there, that exists, because that's kind of just boring. And also it just feels like cheating, kind of, you know? So I focus on taking the jump off point of a circuit and then really turning it into my own so that I can offer something original that's out there. Like, one of my prerequisites is releasing a pedal. It has to be something that nobody's done, and that it doesn't sound like what somebody else has done.
Super wacky sounding. Because to me, a pedal, I don't like boring pedals. To me, it just, I just want to be able to mess up the sound as much as possible sometimes. So, like, with this guy, you get a good fuzz in front of it, you can just start getting crazy oscillations. So, like,
the sound of Super Cool Pedals is not the only thing Muir is proud of. He says he also considers his pedals little pieces of art, using designs inspired by his favorite artists and pieces of pop culture, like Dr. Seuss and Camel Cigarettes packaging.
And when it came to coming up with visual designs for my pedals, it just kind of felt natural to lean into, you know, borrowing from some of the art and iconography that has really influenced me. So most of my pedals have look very unique from other guitar pedals. I find guitar pedals are really utilitarian and boring looking. Like, they'll just be a logo and, you know, level, volume, drive on it, you know? And I thought it was as a quote-unquote artist, I thought it was a really neat opportunity to kind of inject something a little bit more original into it.
And the work that Muir puts into Super Cool Pedals has recently received international recognition in the guitar community, when one of his newer pedals was featured in Premier Guitar in June of this year.
Really early on, I was with Super Cool Pedals, I was approached by Premier Guitar Magazine, which is a guitar magazine that I've been literally reading, you know, for decades. And this guy named John was, you know, just kind of helping me out and chatting about the pedals and this and that. And then one day he asked me if I wanted to send in something for a review. Of course, sure. I'll send it in for a review. So it was my newest pedal, the Zigzag Analog Chorus Vibrato.
So my newest pedal here, this is the Zigzag Chorus. This took me like a year to develop this circuit. It's based off of a really popular, the Nirvana Nevermind Small Clone EHX. Sorry, I was in vibrato mode, like this guy. The Come As You Are pedal is kind of what I call it. So I sent it off to him, and they really liked it. So they just posted the review in print, I think a couple of weeks ago, and on social media, you know, about a week ago, but they awarded it the eponymous Premier Gear Award. So I guess one piece of gear that they cover per magazine or episode, I don't know, what do you call it, print?
Issue,
thank you, there we go. Gets this little badge of Premier Gear, and yeah, and the Zigzag got it, which was, I mean, fantastic. I'm super proud of that. Not only is it really cool to see, like, it's bizarre to me to see some of my work in Premier Magazine, because that's, like, literally something I've been reading since I was a kid. So that's really cool, but also to kind of have a little bit of a extra recognition from that with a little award. That's pretty dope. I'm pretty proud of it, yeah.
So it's essentially modulating the pitch of the sound, so it's going up and down. And when you mix that with the clean signal, you get what's called a chorus effect. Just makes it super rich.
Muir started Super Cool Pedals in 2019, but says that the business has grown a lot in the last 2 years, and though it is not currently his primary source of income, he hopes that will soon change. So expansion into a larger retail market could be in Super Cool Pedals' future, but for now, they are still easily available, and especially here in Peterborough.
Just my biggest sort of takeaway is that I've been really good at failing and making mistakes. I think people are too afraid of making mistakes and failing. Seems a bit odd because I shouldn't be talking about failing as a business practice, but I'm kind of proud of where I've gotten, and honestly I just attribute it to being really good at making mistakes. So
it's kind of a legendary little overdrive.
This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative here in Peterborough, Ngozi-Wanong.
You're on the air with Viewpoints.
And here is I Feel Free Now from Sam Tudor.
Do you feel free now? Are you racking up the numbers? Working through a summer that you won't recall? Have you lost it now? Unshakable but broken, every phrase a token of a morning song.
Isn't that just lovely? A great intro as we fly out west, now where Vancouver-based musician Sam Tudor is currently on tour to showcase his newly released EP. Hidden Minute came out on June 15. Sam Tudor, a self-taught musician and recording artist, has been recording and releasing music since 2014. The EP release was soon followed by two shows, one in Vancouver on June 28 and on Cortis Island the following Tuesday, July 2nd. His recent show at Manson's Hall on Cortis Island, BC, marks Sam's debut performance on the island, a show that was spontaneously arranged following a recommendation from a friend with ties to Cortis. Louis Belcourt is on the island and caught up with him.
Hi, my name's Sam Tudor. I'm a songwriter and producer and musician. I grew up in rural interior British Columbia in the Cariboo region, but spend most of the time in Vancouver now. And yeah.
Where did you get your start in music?
I guess I started playing music in high school and I was just playing guitar, but I think I was more interested in recording before I was actually interested in being a musician, I discovered GarageBand, and I just love the idea of recording and like on those early Macs. And I feel like I actually had to learn to play music after the fact just because I wanted something to record.
Did you go through any formal training, or was recording just always a personal practice and sort of a self-taught thing?
No formal training at all. It was all self-taught. And I had a lot of time. I grew up at a kids camp in the woods in the Caribou. My parents run a kids camp near Williams Lake. So it was pretty remote, and there was a lot of time to just mess around with things with my two brothers. And we made movies and wrote songs and had lots of time to listen to music on long bus rides. So definitely not any serious formal training, that's for sure.
You're quite prolific. You've released multiple albums and EPs at this point, and you're just coming out with this new EP called Hidden Minute. Is the tour that you're on right now a sort of your release tour for this new EP?
Yeah, it is. And it feels great. We've never really done it this way, where we get to go on tour right after the EP comes out. The EP came out last Saturday, and then the day after we played the first show. So I'm really appreciating that. It feels a lot more immediate, especially because it took so long to finish the EP. So it feels like this celebration. And also the way I record is pretty internal, I guess. I do everything just in my room and one track at a time often. And so this is like the inverse of that, to get to play the songs with friends in a lot of different unique places. So it's refreshing.
Even when I'm gone, it drives a part of me. Breathing in a gold mine from the balcony.
That was Lobby from Sam Tudor.
Tell me about how this project feels different, or maybe even the same, of some of your other projects. What does this new release mean for you?
That's a good question. I feel this is definitely the first time where something I've made has felt really accurate. I feel like in the past, because so much of this recording that I've done is just trying to learn how to do it, and I really just love tinkering with and layering sounds in my room and stuff. And so a lot of the times the stuff I've recorded in the past, it just is a result of how much I know, or I'm limited by what's around me, what instruments are around me. And at this camp where I grew up, we only had a couple different instruments, and those kind of dictated how the records sounded. And I feel like now I have a lot of peers who I really love to record with, and I have enough tools now that I was able to actually make something that is more true to me. I guess with previous records, even though I'm proud of previous records, they were all the end product with me just being like, oh, I guess that's how that turned out. They were all just accidents. And this one feels like it was a little more, I was able to execute. I was able to step back and say, oh yeah, that is what I meant to say. So that's something that feels pretty different. And I've never done an EP before also. It was interesting to just only focus on four songs. And I actually did it because I thought it would be faster, because I'm pretty neurotic and I tend to beat myself up finishing an album. And I thought making an EP would be a little more chill, but I just ended up spending the same amount of energy on only four songs. One thing I'm really excited about the entire tour is that it's entirely house shows, with the exception of our Vancouver show. And last summer we toured with, you know, in larger venues and bars and stuff. But I thought it would be cool to just explore the songs in a really intimate setting. And we have a lot of connections to small towns in BC and the Caribou. So it's just felt pretty good to drive around. And yeah, the whole tour has a really specific energy to it that's really different from anything I've done before, because of the nature of it all being house shows. And I know Cortez show isn't a house show, but our friend Robbie Banks invited us to play on Cortez with him and his bandmate Gemma. And I feel like a big part of what we like to do when we tour is like just see new places and find new things. And we've never been to Cortez before, and I've heard only good things about it. And it just seems like really aligned with how we want this whole tour to be, like playing in cool, unique spaces that aren't necessarily just loud bars or venues or anything like that, and explore the new songs in a different way and every night in a different setting. And it just, when we were invited to play on Cortez, it just seemed perfect for this tour.
Thanks so much for speaking with me, Sam.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Viewpoints with Boris Chassang.
A Distance from Kale Crow.
Whatever you plan on doing, I just hope you plan on doing it soon. Cause I'm wide awake, lying away for that embrace to come and leave me in ruin. Remember the time like photographs, the moment passes wicked and cruel. Don't let it ride, find the focus that you started with and just make it through.
Ontario, where Alderville First Nations Kale Crow also has a new single out entitled Only, and more new music from him is on the way this summer. Crow, who recently opened the Coburger Waterfront Festival, says his new music is the most in tune with the vision that he had for his music from the beginning. Jeff Gard in Coburg, Ontario, met up with Kale Crow to talk about his new single and the other new music he expects to release later this summer. Crow also spoke about the inspiration for his music as well as his Indigenous background and how he previously tried to keep that separate from his music.
Yeah, so the new music that I have coming out at the end of the summer is a collection of songs that I recorded with Adam Newcomb of Newcomb Studios, and it is 8 songs, a collection of honestly probably some of the best work that I've done in my entire career. It's the most in tune with the vision that I've had for my music from the beginning, and it's kind of a collection of songs that sort of deals with a lot of things that I dealt with during the past couple years in terms of loss and resiliency and things like that, and also just, yeah, it's like I said, sonically, it's more in tune with everything that I've been hoping to achieve for a long time. So,
and talk about the new song you have out or that's coming out.
Yeah, so the new song that I released a couple months back is sort of my crack at a pop anthem, and just sort of a you know, this cathartic release of music that I had pent up in me during my time of isolation during the pandemic, like I said, and I really just, I had it bubbling up in my head all the whole time we were all locked down, and after I got in touch with Adam, it just kind of clicked, and he really brought it out of me, honestly, because there were a lot of moments during that recording where I wasn't really sure, because it wasn't something I'd really delved into just yet, but he's got a ton of experience in that field, so I was really thankful for that.
And where can people find it right now?
Yeah, people can find it pretty much anywhere. Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play. It's probably on YouTube Music. I mean, you can request it here at 89.7. And it's going to be appearing on a record that I'm putting out at the end of the summer.
And you talk about the vision you had at the beginning. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so, you know, we all went through this collective thing when the pandemic hit. And as an artist, I had just recently moved here in Coburg, actually, and was, you know, stuck in a basement apartment for weeks and weeks and weeks on end. And as an artist, wondering whether or not I was going to be able to keep doing this and whether it was going to be able to sustain me. And thankfully, I did find an audience online and you know, distance performance and things like that. But I always swore that when I came back, if it ever did come back, that I would create something that, you know, signified that connection, you know, one-on-one with someone that I sort of started doing this for, really. So
you have a lot of shows coming up this summer.
Yeah, I'm pretty busy. I mostly right now what I'm working towards is rehearsing for Peterborough Music Fest. Yeah. I'm going to be performing that on July 3rd It's a Wednesday. I'm going to be performing in the opening slot for two-time Juno Award winner Ace Inabi. That's going to be an awesome show. I've wanted that performance since about 2011, 2012, when I first started this. So I'm really thankful for that opportunity. And again, it's a completely free show, so you don't have an excuse not to go. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one.
What are some of your goals in music?
Honestly, just to be able to have people in a room with me just resonate with what it is that I do, and you know, to connect. And I've already reached that goal a lot of times, you know, individually. Like when I first put out my first record, I had a lot of people messaging me, telling me that they really, you know, they really either identified with some song or another on there, or a song really moved them emotionally in a way that they weren't expecting, and things like that. And that's honestly been kind of where my goalposts have been since the beginning. So
just finally, it is Indigenous Month. How does your background inspire you or influence your music? Or
To be completely frank, I tried to keep them separate for a long time, and I sort of realized partway through the process of creating this new record that wasn't really being true to myself. And so I do have elements of my culture embedded into the songs that are going to be appearing on this record. And I think that that is part of why I think that this record is sort of speaking to my truest self so far. And then, yeah, hopefully in time when I create more music after this, you know, who knows? Well, maybe I'll incorporate more of it. Maybe I'll incorporate less of it. But it really depends on the art, and it depends on what I'm trying to convey, and it depends on what aspect of myself, because that's just one part of my identity, right?
Yeah.
So,
what does the background mean to you, though?
For me, I mean, it's kind of the guiding hand that, you know, even if I'm actively or inactively trying not to incorporate it too much into my work, I think, you know, being someone from a First Nations reserve influences it just as it would if for someone who isn't on a First Nations reserve, or someone who lives in a city, or someone who lives in farmland or whatever. Like, there's it's something that always sits as the foundation and the undertone of all of the work that I've done, and the way that I write things and phrasing and things like that. So yeah, I think it's just kind of the atmosphere of my work, frankly, and it's sort of there whether or not I see it, whether or not I work towards it. It's just kind of a guiding unseen force, I guess. So.
That was my conversation with musician Cale Crow from Alderville First Nation. You can find his new single only on platforms where you get your music. I'm Jeff Gard.
Thanks to Louis Belcourt, Jeff Gard, Edward Sweeney for their musical contributions this week. Our national editors are Victoria Fenner and Maureen McEwen. I'm your host and producer, Boris Chassagne. Thanks for stopping by this week. And until the next, ciao.
Your face and your beauty come easy. You're looking, but how can you see me? Invisible, shaking, I'm freezing. Feeling only the heat of your breathing. These eyes on the floor, you don't know me. But your hands are still waiting to hold me. Fingers tremble repeatedly, sorry. I'm not worth half the time or the worry, but I know that look in your eye and the way that you're moving the light, feeling like we're all alone tonight. The lights are up, it's time we're leaving. Step out in the streets, fingers waving. A moment I hope to be stealing. Stars in the sky, but you're ceiling. Where do we go from here? Why are you in my dreams so clear? And how do I keep you this way in my mind all the time, every night for you disappear? Cause I know that look in your eye and the way that you're moving the light, feeling like we're all alone, you and I. And you got me
Cale Crow's single, Only.
You know that you
Questions or comments? Our email is radio@frequencynews.ca. But don't make me wake up alone.